The district of 100 Mile House is refusing a proposed project that could see solar and wind farms built in the South Cariboo. During the September 9th district of 100 Mile House council meeting, around 50 people showed up to council to hear them deliberate about the Cariboo wind and solar projects, which are a collection of wind and solar projects that are being proposed by MK Ince and Associates Limited. Several options had been presented to council: to either approve the project and support it, make no objection to the approval of the project, make no objection specific to conditions council would set, and a recommendation to refuse the project for any reason. According to a letter outlining an investigative plan to the BC Ministry of Forests dated November 14, 2023, by Martin Ince, the president of MK Ince and Associates Limited, the project is currently in an investigative phase, with the purpose of the license to undertake a feasibility study to determine the viability of wind and solar power projects on the site. The site under consideration is expected to have strong winds and good solar potential, leading to a potential for renewable energy generation in the area, Ince said. The size of the project could be between 150 and 250 megawatts in size for the wind generation component. Each turbine would have a tower height of approximately 100 to 140 meters and a blade radius of approximately 55 to 90 meters, giving a total height not exceeding 240 meters to the blade tip. As for the solar component, Ince wrote it could be anywhere between 50 and 200 megawatts. Solar PV panels will be mounted on racking and will track the motion of the sun to maximize generation. There will be several independent solar arrays depending on geography and constructability, Ince said. He noted that the estimated size of the project footprint would be around 1,500 hectares. The project, despite being in an investigative phase with no real concrete information about where the windmills or solar panels would be placed, has already received opposition from residents affected in the area, with around 700 lending their support to a petition opposing the project. In a letter to the district, Tyrell Law, who is the current manager of the 100 Mile Community Forest, said that the project significantly overlaps with the community forest areas. The 100 Mile Community Forest is around 18,000 hectares in size and is managed by the 100 Mile Development Corporation. The proposal comprises around 730 hectares of the community forest. Law said that while Ince is partially correct to say that the area had been recently harvested and was in a plantation, it is more complicated than that. There are both merchantable and smaller regenerating trees within the area. This area contributes significantly to the overall inventory of the community forest, Law wrote. If this project were to be approved, I would be pushing very hard for a replacement area somewhere else to ensure no net loss of timber harvesting land base, THLB. Within the community forest. During the council meeting, Bill Haddon was asked by council to give his comments on the matter. Haddon is a woodlot manager who previously managed the 100 Mile Community Forest. He said that it would hurt the community. This is a group of people somewhere that have said this would be a good spot, without any acknowledgement that we're already there, Haddon noted. And this is one of the problems BC has. Almost every square inch of Crown land has a 10-year holder on it, doesn't matter whether it's a woodlot, a community forest, a water-based canyon that West Fraser has, whether it's a guide outfitter, whether it's a rancher, it's already spoken for. Haddon added that the entire project, which he noted is over 12,000 acres, already had someone operating in it, and would have a devastating effect. He said he had done a tour of Germany and found that when they put solar panels up, it is for exclusive use. He also noted that the application covers around 100% of his woodlot license, and said the highest point of his woodlot license is a fir ridge, which he says is the logical place to put windmills. It's the only place I got left within trees, Haddon said. I read this proposal, and there are a few things that jumped out at me, annoyed me. What had annoyed Haddon was that the legend of the map that had been submitted did not acknowledge any sort of forest tenures. He noted that there has to be a lot more consultation than what they see right now. He asked council, why don't they come here so we can talk to them? Coun. Dave Mingo moved to refuse the project due to the reasons outlined by the community forest manager, stating that while they could ask for some land to offset the 730 hectares they are going to lose, there was no guarantee. My key thing is, I'm protecting the community forest of 100 Mile House. Therefore, my motion is to refuse a project due to that, Mingo said. Kaun, Donna Barnett agreed with Mingo. This project is going to have a detrimental effect on our forests, our future, economic and social well-being and our ranching community, which our area is built on, Barnett said. Mayor Maureen Pinckney noted that the community forest is crucial for the district of 100 Mile House, as it allows them to pay for services such as recreation infrastructure. Every so many years, we get to log it, we get an allowable cut, just like a timber function would, Pinckney said. And that pays for a lot of stuff in our community, and we would like to see our community forest get larger, not smaller. Council voted unanimously to refuse the project due to all of the comments from the community forest manager and what was discussed during the meeting. Pinckney also encouraged people to do their homework and to submit their letters to the BC government. In an interview given to the 100 Mile Free Press, Ince said that he had no idea the project had been refused. It's very, very early, and that's why it sort of surprises me that council has done whatever they've done, which I'm not really aware of either, Ince said. In the application, he had noted that there would be no forest harvesting because the community forest had been largely harvested, but he did say they were planning to cut timber on Crown land. Ince said the reason he did this was that he was not quite sure if they would actually harvest any trees to begin with. If we say no, and we do it later on, now, we should say yes, because there's going to be some little clearing. But you know, this is a tempest in a teapot, Ince explained. We don't know what's going to happen here. When asked about the opposition to the project, including a petition, he reiterated that the project was still in an investigative phase, and that people can get up in arms about something that might never happen. When people make snap judgments and knee-jerk reactions about something without really knowing the facts, then it's, I think it'd be who's people to know what actually is going to happen before they make big decisions, Ince noted. He added that it is very likely they will not use nearly the 5,000 hectare amount in the final project, as the 5,000 hectare amount is the amount of land they are investigating. We have to look at all those things in the future and determine what's suitable in the way of turbine layout or solar power layout, and then talk to the community and hear what they want to have, Ince noted. Once we have this land tenure in place, then we'll do the consultation, and then we can hear what people's concerns are, and then we can discuss more about ways to move forward and able to accommodate people's concerns. With files from Patrick Davies.